The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Word has just come down that Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. They thank him for his service to the network and Hustler Prior contributor. Wave.
You know.
That this was a decision made by Rupert Murdoch. Because come on, who's going to fire the most popular host, one of the most popular hosts in Fox history? It ain't going to be anybody under Rupert Murdoch, is it?
Tucker, to me, was always a dumb person's idea of what a smart bigot sounded like, right? Because he would wear the bow ties, because he would sort of put on this sort of ah shuck shtick, when he would say things that, if you heard it from David Duke, or he even put on Viktor Orban, you would say, oh my gosh, that's terrible.
So, no grand send-off for Tuckums. No final show for him to sign off with his viewers. It's almost hard to believe that just months ago, Tucker wielded so much power, Kevin McCarthy traded him 40,000 hours of exclusive January 6th footage in his hostage deal to become speaker. Yet today, Tucker has officially achieved something that I don't think anyone else in our industry can claim. Being let go by all three major cable news networks. MSNBC, yes, he used to work here. CNN, after Jon Stewart humiliated him live on air. And now Fox. But Tucker has also achieved something else. He arguably has done more on cable television to spread the gospel of hate, fear, and paranoia than anyone since radio propagandist Father Coughlin in the Nazi era of the 1930s.
And so they all got their wish. Tucker's gone from Fox News. I like how so many of them, they seem to act like Tucker's going to be gone forever, as if there's no other options out there. Meanwhile, you've got all of these voices on independent media sources saying that, hey, he should come over here. Hey, there's people like Joe Rogan that have bigger audiences than anyone on Fox, certainly anyone on MSNBC. So there's a lot more to this story as it unfolds. It certainly, though, is, as I said on yesterday's show, it was a jolt to the media industry for sure. For someone that powerful, that had that kind of an influence, and you see all of these radical leftists, that's most of the mainstream media, you see what they all have in common with the leadership at Fox News. I mean, this really has revealed, fully revealed, the uniparty. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining us on today's show. We're receiving some much-needed rainfall here in central Oklahoma, so we're enjoying that today, but we're also enjoying this show. The live stream is available at trumpetdaily.com. Just go to trumpetdaily.com and you can watch the live stream every weekday morning at 11 a.m. here in the central time zone of the United States. Rolling Stone had a piece yesterday saying how that Fox staffers were rejoicing over the news that there, you heard the somber reports from the Fox hosts. They didn't go for very long, by the way, just a few seconds. I'll play the montage in a minute. But one of their own was fired. Evidently fired 10 minutes before Fox released its statement. The statement that we read right at the top of the show yesterday. And here it is in Rolling Stone. Pure joy, one Fox reporter told Rolling Stone of their reaction to the split. No one's untouchable. It's a great day for America and for the real journalists who work hard every day to deliver the news at Fox. Keep in mind, I mean, really the beginnings of this, you have to go back to the election steal of 2020. Fox News was the one that called Arizona first. They were in on the coup. And then they lost a lot of their audience. And yes, some of the hosts said, well, hey, we've got to at least look into the election steal. This is a concern for so many Americans. And they did. And they brought Sidney Powell on. They brought Rudy on. And then they had the text messages behind the scenes saying that they think Sidney Powell's a liar or she didn't bring the goods. And then Dominion, of course, sues them. Look at what has happened to that cable news network just in the last few years. And look at, speaking of revealing the uniparty, I mean, Murdoch, in his, whatever his ideological view is, his sons, their wives, I mean, they're radical leftists. They think the same way that Joy Reid does. So they're celebrating. They're celebrating this move. Good riddance, said a network correspondent. For a while there, it seemed like he was running the network. This clearly is a message that he's not. So they're happy. They're celebrating. Here's how so many of the hosts commented on the shocking revelations yesterday. Clip 10.
We have some news from within our Fox family. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday. And starting tonight, Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern. It will be an interim show with rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
Fox News and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. I wish Tucker the best.
And then, so in 2024, it'll be Susan Rice versus Tucker Carlson.
Okay, up next.
We're not talking about Tucker. I don't really have any details on it, but he had a massive audience.
Yes.
And has a huge following. This guy had nobody.
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 And then he got demoted. He lost his primetime show.
We're not talking about Tucker, says Hannity. This guy being Don Lemon, they did want to talk about Lemon, of course. That's big news. But with Tucker, I think that was pretty much it on Fox News yesterday. Less than a minute in total. They got the memo, all of these Fox hosts. The voice representing the populist movement in the United States, it has been silenced, and you better keep silent too. Just go along with the uniparty. Go along with the establishment. We want all of you to be good establishment Republicans like Mitch McConnell, like Kevin McCarthy, like Lindsey Graham. And where are those voices, by the way? Where are the Republicans rushing to the microphone to say, this is outrageous. Say what you will about Tucker and some of his views on Ukraine or whatever it is, but this is the most popular broadcaster in America, and he's been silenced by the Murdoch family? Well, they've gone quiet too, so many of those good Republicans in D.C., because, you know, they enjoy their appearances on Fox News as well. Not many of them went on Tucker's show. Because he'd expose them. We played clips from that Heritage Foundation speech that he gave over the weekend, or I guess it was last Friday. And at one point, Tucker said, and look, he said this isn't a political divide that we're looking at. This is good versus evil. And I'm certainly not defending the Republican Party. That's what Tucker said at the speech just last Friday. In so many ways, those establishment Republicans, he despised them. And now he's gone. I mean, one thing that this definitely reveals is it's not always about ratings, is it? They're not stupid at the top of Fox News. They know that Tucker Carlson was their biggest moneymaker. They had him on contract for another 3 years. They were even negotiating an extension. They're paying him $20 million a year because he probably rakes in $100 million for Fox News. And yesterday they fired him abruptly. Sundance has it right at Conservative Treehouse. They'll try to come up with all the differing reasons as to why, you know, maybe he offended management here or he had one story here. This is purely ideological, this divide, this war. It's an ideological war. They didn't want Tucker because they don't like his views. More and more, they align too closely with guess who? If you want to go deeper, if you want to go to root causes here, what this is really about? They've got to remove Tucker to stop Trump. That's the way they're thinking. You know, the next little wrinkle to this story that we'll be following closely is whatever kind of non-disclosure or non-disparage or non-compete clause that they draw up with the package that they give to Tucker, the financial package. Fox News was willing to pay almost $800 million to Dominion just to give the appearance that everything about the election in 2020 was perfect. It basically made Dominion out to look like a saint, like they were right. And we've learned so many different ways that they went about rigging and stealing the 2020 election. Even if it wasn't in the machines that Mike Lindell is sure that it was, look at the other ways. The 51 Intel officers who lied, the cover-up of Hunter Biden's laptop, the unwillingness of Bill Barr to even investigate all of those voting irregularities that Rudy Giuliani was exposing. It wasn't just Dominion, at least not for Giuliani. What about the mules? What about the ballot stuffing? What about the midnight dumps? What about all of the voting places that closed down just in those deep, dark blue districts? There's so many different ways they went about this. Big tech, they were in on it. Censorship, this isn't the first time we've seen a conservative voice censored. So if there is some kind of non-compete clause where, like with, who is the Fox presenter? I forget his name, but he was definitely, the election was stolen back in 2020. And then he was gone. And he disappeared for what would have been, a year? And he had it in the payoff. Okay, you'll get the money, but you've got to go away. This is what they want for Tucker. And they've said it, Chuck Schumer, AOC. And then there's no one defending Tucker or the truth, not even on the Republican side. They want Tucker to go away. We're just now, it's not even just about the general election. They don't want Donald Trump to come out as the Republican nominee. The Murdochs would prefer DeSantis, and prefer is a soft word. They are doing everything possible to get Trump out of the way. And you can't say Tucker is, you know, hardcore MAGA in every respect. Even some of these text messages that were revealed, the chatter inside of Fox News, Tucker's made some disparaging comments about Donald Trump. But if you remember, this is just from the last couple of weeks. He sat down for a lengthy interview with Elon Musk. Then he sat down for another lengthy interview with Donald Trump. He flew down to Mar-a-Lago, Tucker did, to report live from Trump's house. And of course, there's all the speculation, maybe the monologue he did last week about Big Pharma and the vaccine side effects. RFK's out there saying basically Big Pharma's what funds these cable news stations in so many ways. So there's tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars at stake here. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was, some have reported that it's the January 6th footage, the revelation in early March, that it wasn't an insurrection. Murdoch believes it was an insurrection. He's on board with the fake insurrection narrative. Tucker's exposed that as a lie. And lots of other lies along the way. But clearly, this is not about ratings. I mean, he was gone and it was abrupt. You've got a minute worth of commentary from his fellow hosts at Fox News and nothing more. Tucker can't even come on to say goodbye to his audience. I mean, think of the disrespect, not just to Tucker, but to Tucker's audience. You've got all of these comments now on social media, people saying, he was the only reason I even watched Fox News. People are canceling their subscriptions to cable. People are canceling their subscriptions to Fox Nation. Tucker's the only one that even kept that afloat. They cut ties abruptly yesterday morning because of the ideological divide between Tucker Carlson and Rupert Murdoch and his family. Listen to AOC. She was on with Jen Psaki just the day before the firing. This is, I think, from Sunday, clip 5.
We have very real issues with what is permissible on air. And we saw that with January 6th. Mm-hmm. And we saw that in the lead up to January 6th and how we navigate questions, not just of freedom of speech, but also accountability for incitement of violence. This is the line that we have to really explore through law as well.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
This is the same woman, by the way, who defended the Summer of Love by saying, look, the whole point of a protest is to make people uncomfortable. Well, a lot of people were uncomfortable in that summer when cities were burning down and places of business were being looted and even some were murdered. And she was out there justifying that, saying, we've got to make you uncomfortable so that we can bring about change. And she goes on and on about Tucker inciting violence. But one thing you've got to give them credit for, they go on offense and they stay on offense. They are constantly pushing. They are constantly going in for the jugular. They are going for the kill. They want the kill shot. And of course, last night she's bragging with one of her Valley Girl postings that Tucker's going to go away forever. She's as gleeful as they were on The View. Listen, we played this for you a few weeks ago. This was Chuck Schumer. He's saying it in interviews. He's saying it out in the hallways of Congress. He said it on the floor of the Senate. And what prompted these remarks that you're about to hear? That Tucker showed footage of Jacob Chansley and others just walking through the hallways of Congress on January 6th. And look at how the radical left reacted to that one segment. Just video footage showing that the narrative that they've been telling or establishing or maintaining for two plus years, it's a lie. They hate being exposed as liars. So they want the one that's exposing them blotted out. This was Schumer a few weeks ago, clip 9.
Is it the role of government officials to demand that media organizations say things or tell media organizations what to put on their airwaves?
This is not simply telling them what to do. This is telling them, showing them, that they have hurt our democracy probably a way that no other actor, maybe with the exception of Donald Trump, who used them, has done. And so when it's that vital, I think we not only have a right to tell Rupert Murdoch and Fox what to do, but an obligation.
Last night, millions of Americans tuned in to one of the most shameful hours we have ever seen on cable television. With contempt for the facts, disregard of the risks, and knowing full well he was lying to his audience, Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. By diving deep into the waters of conspiracy and cherry-picking from thousands of hours of security footage, Mr. Carlson told the bold-faced lie that the Capitol attack, which we all saw with our own eyes, was somehow not an attack at all. He tried to argue it was nothing more than a peaceful sightseeing tour. Can you imagine? And he's going to come back tonight with another segment. Fox News should tell him not to. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. You know it's a lie. You've admitted it's a lie. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies
and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth, and from letting him go on again and again and again.
You see there, Murdoch's on board with the fake insurrection. His thinking's just like Schumer's. And you notice Schumer, in the earlier part of that clip, he said that we legislators, those responsible for governing this nation, we have an obligation to tell Rupert what to do. We have an obligation. AOC said the same thing. The government needs to get in there and decide what sort of speech should be free and what sort of speech should be censored. This is communist thinking and ideology. That doesn't spring from the First Amendment, that's for sure. Elon Musk sees this. Tucker Carlson sees this. Here again, with respect to Jan 6 and what's behind Jan 6, the big lie that the election was perfect. And so on these critical, crucial issues, you see Tucker Carlson's thinking aligns more with Donald Trump and Elon Musk, for that matter. And so they've got to silence Tucker because they think that's going to help them stop Donald Trump. And when you think about as to, you know, whatever kind of non-disclosure agreement is agreed to, and again, I can't get into Tucker's mind. I don't know what he's going to do. But I was telling my wife last night, what a test of that man's character. Supposing if they're willing to pay $800 million to make Dominion go away and to keep them from being exposed, all the internal discussions surrounding Sidney Powell and others, who's to say they wouldn't offer Tucker $100, maybe $200 million and say, but now look, you've got to go away for a year and a half. If they can just buy a year and a half, look at the great success they've had with rigging the election, or to use Obama's terms from 2008, to control the machines, to control the election, certainly in those blue districts. Look at the success they've had in the past couple election cycles when they control the election process and when they blot out dissenting voices, as they did all across Twitter and Facebook and beyond. You blot out Tucker's voice, you maintain the grip of control on the election process, and they may have another shot with even a basement candidate like they did in 2020. And we'll come to Biden and his announcement for re-election here in just a second. It certainly seems to be that Barack Obama is on the march. I mean, for Susan Rice to step aside, she's basically the one who's running the White House. She's the one, as Sundance says, we've talked about the earpiece in Obama's ear, in Biden's ear, as Obama directs him every step of the way. Sundance says, no, actually the earpiece is in Susan Rice's ear. She's running the show, and she's getting her orders from Barack Hussein Obama. This is from The Guardian. You'll recall a few weeks ago, Obama made that trip down to Australia. It was just, as it turns out, it was just a few days before my father arrived there to visit with some of our brethren for the spring holidays. But Obama's down there. He's raking in the dough. I mean, he's charging $400 or $500 for a live stream, thousands per plate to come to events, to hear the dear leader speak. And what did he have to talk about in Australia? Guardian says here, there's one other factor that's led to this polarization. It's quoting Obama. He's waxing eloquent about division. The man responsible for more division in the United States than anyone else in history, he's down there talking about polarization. And guess who he singles out? It says here, this is global. This is not unique to the United States. And that is the shifts in the media and the story that is told to people. And there's a guy you may be familiar with, first name Rupert, who was responsible for a lot of this. He's blaming the polarization, the divide, on Rupert. Rupert Murdoch. Fox News says, but really he perfected what is a broader trend, which is the advent of cable television, talk radio, and then social media, The dissolution of the monopoly of a few arbiters of the news and journalistic standards that came out of the post-World War II era. So here's Obama lamenting the fact that we've got all of these options now. He loved the time when it was ABC, NBC, and CBS. You got the three big networks, and they could control all the information. And of course, in his mind, it was completely unbiased. It was covering both sides. But now with social media and Fox News, I mean, you have so much disinformation, and we've got to blot it out. We've got to blot it out. It says here, it's now a wild west, this is quoting Obama, and a splintering of media. And if all you're doing is, in America, it's Fox News, here it's Sky News. So he's going after Sky in Australia. Whatever it is, if all you're doing is watching one source of news, you no longer have a joint conversation and a shared story. See, it's just the opposite. Tucker shows another side, and he has footage. He brings the receipts, and you get to see the shared story. In their minds, in the communist mind, they want one narrative and one narrative alone. That's it. It's January 6th, the insurrection. And anyone that would dare question that, then we've got an obligation to tell Rupert what to do, says Chuck Schumer. You've got to remove Tucker. It says here, and the economics of the media, the clicks, are now based on how do I attract your attention? Well, the easiest way to attract attention without having to have a lot of imagination, thought, or interesting things to say is just make people angry and resentful and to make them feel as if somebody's trying to mess with them and take what's rightfully theirs. This is exactly what Don Lemon and those types do. There's not a lot of thought there. They try to scare people. And in the case of the Summer of Love, they tell you it's mostly peaceful. They lie. And then nobody watches. So Lemon ends up getting fired because nobody cares to get a completely lopsided view of these events. Now you see why. Now you see why they all hate Tucker with such a passion. It says, and if you throw in some good old-fashioned racism and xenophobia and sexism and homophobia, you heard that in the montage up at the top, all of that because now we're in the realm of identity politics, and it's very difficult to compromise around identity politics. And so I just want you to think about something. What do AOC, Chuck Schumer, the dear leader, Barack Hussein Obama, and the Murdoch family all have in common? Well, they all hate Trump, clearly. They all hate Tucker. I mean, just the fact that the firing was handled the way it was shows you how much animus was there. An ideological war. And then you can throw in McCarthy. You can throw in Lindsey Graham. You can throw in even Ted Cruz. Where's Ted Cruz? Where's Chris Christie? Where are the Republicans rising to defend Tucker Carlson? They're gone. They're silent. They're silent like Tucker's silent right now. Hopefully Tucker will come to some kind of an arrangement with Fox News to where he won't have to remain silent for much longer. It would be incredibly beautiful for him to just walk away from a pile of money and say, you know what, I'm going to Rumble. You know what, I'm going to have a podcast like Joe Rogan. You know what, I'm going to go independent. I mean, he's even talked pretty openly in recent weeks about the machine. He showed up at one guy's garage apartment where he had a studio, and he said he was jealous. He loves the independence that they have when they're just producing it themselves, and you can say what you want. That's what the country needs, a good commentator that's unleashed. But then you look at 2 Kings 14, and you have to wonder. Because it says over there that for Jeroboam, there's no helper. There's no helper. So look right across the landscape now in the corporate media, whether it's CNN, MSN, you've got no voice for the populist movement. You've got no voice for the America First movement. You've got no voice for the MAGA movement. I mean, Fox can't. Here's this story that went right around the world, that spill up in Palestine, Ohio. The whole world was watching. It was just a debacle by Biden's government, start to finish, as well as the railroad company. And then Donald Trump goes, he shows up, talks to the people. Fox News can't even find the time in its afternoon programming to go with Trump Live. That's how much they hate this man. Get rid of Tucker so that we can hopefully prevent Trump from returning to office. My father in the Ready for War issue. This is January. Again, tomorrow's news today. If you don't have a subscription to the Trumpet Magazine, call our operators today, 1-866-930-3024. Notice what he says in Ready for War. This is the January edition. It says, on one side of this political battle in America is the Democratic Party and the radical left. There is also, we now know, establishment Republicans. They are joined by the media, both leftist and conservative, and big tech, with the single exception now of Twitter, all are arrayed together. They're all together. Establishment Republicans, so many conservatives too, AOC, Schumer, the Murdochs, certainly the Obamas. The Obamas are not to be questioned. You just nod in agreement. Okay, polarization, Fox News, yes. Talk radio, yes, yes. Thank you, dear leader. Says on the other side is Donald Trump, virtually alone. You see, it's ideological. Conservative news outlets like the New York Post, Wall Street Journal, and Fox News, now all owned by Murdoch, by the way. So you can be sure that the Journal and the Post, they're going to come out in defense of the Murdoch empire, in defense of the Murdoch actions this week. It says here, conservative news outlets like the New York Post, Wall Street Journal, and Fox News now say Republicans must dump Trump if they want to win elections. Paul Ryan's on the board with Fox News. He's a never-Trumper. They're all the same. They're all the same. They hated Trump from the beginning. Fox went after Trump. What was the... It was the Republican debate. Megyn Kelly. She attacked him right at the outset of that debate. I mean, it was from the beginning. And then he shocks the world. He wins in 2016. And you have some time there where Fox did kind of cozy up. I mean, after all, sometimes it's about ratings. But the movement is to dump Trump. The movement is to get Trump. So they're all aligned together. Alvin Bragg, the coming indictment out of Georgia, the DOJ, Merrick Garland. I mean, you've got Merrick. I didn't get a chance to play the clip for you yesterday. Maybe it's in today's list. If I come to it, I will. Comer, he's investigating all these Hunter and Biden crime family crimes. And he says here, you know, now Merrick Garland is going to have to, it's going to be uncomfortable for him to actually look into these things. But in the same clip, just a few sentences earlier, he says the nightmare for Merrick Garland was that we would ever get into power so that we could see all these crimes. I mean, in the same statement, he talks about Merrick Garland covering it all up. And in the same statement, he says, now, you know, Merrick Garland's going to have to deal with this. No, he's part of the problem. He's covering it up. And where are the Republicans, you know, in that group coming forward with indictments? Or if they don't have that power, I guess, the subpoena power at least. The impeachment proceedings, they'd have power to do that. They dig a little bit into some of the crimes, have their interviews, a lot of them on Fox, and then just, you know, keep quiet when things like the big reveal on Tucker's show regarding January 6th and Jacob Chansley and all of that. Just kind of lay low. Let Schumer and AOC go out there saying Tucker should be canceled. And then when it actually happens, again, just kind of lay low. Don't cause a stir. I mean, we've got Lindsey Graham still wants to go on Hannity, doesn't he? So just keep quiet. My father explains it perfectly in that quote that I just gave to you. On the one side, you've got everybody. And then on the other side, you've got Donald Trump virtually alone. It says all three of these media outlets are owned by the media mogul Rupert Murdoch, who believes Republicans need a new leader. Establishment Republicans blame Trump for failures in the midterms. That is sheer nonsense. There's no truth in that. I mean, he even mentions Murdoch by name in this article from January, just a few months ago. Tomorrow's news today. Boy, if you haven't subscribed yet to The Trumpet, make sure that you do it today. This is from the American Spectator following the news yesterday of Tucker's firing. It says no less than New York Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the left's favorite fascist, demanded that Tucker be fired. Tucker had seriously answered the leftist racist malarkey that is built, that is a building block of the American left. Now Fox has bowed the corporate knee and done what the farthest left politicians in America demanded. In short, Fox has gone woke. Fox has gone woke. This is the end of Fox, as we said in our title yesterday for the show. The Spectator says, what a disgrace. Without question, Fox has managed to self-sabotage in spectacular fashion. I guess they're now the new Bud Light. Bud Light's destroying itself with all these woke policy items, agendas. We've got to get the transgenders in to sell our product. And then they come to find out nobody wants their product now. How long will it be before Fox realizes nobody wants its product? It's already happening. I mean, Fox is probably not going to close up shop. There's been quite a few reports suggesting that the Murdochs want to sell the station. Just sell it, you know, sell it to a good uniparty, you know, billionaire. And just get some establishment Republicans in there. Make sure that they all think the same way. And we'll be good to go. Even if we take a hit on ratings, I mean, it's the ideology that matters. A few weeks ago when Obama gave that speech down in Australia, Jesse Waters, to his credit, was one that actually talked about it on one of his programs. Listen to what he said. This is interesting. Clip 8.
But then Barry got back to business. He switched his sights from Trump to Fox News. He blames us, talk radio and the internet, for dividing America. And what do those three things have in common? Democrats don't control us.
Democrats don't control us. They don't control Fox News. Really? Have you looked into the Murdoch family recently? These are Democrats, radical Democrats, certainly all the more radical as you go down the generational line to the sons, the Murdoch sons. These are radical leftists. As I say, cozy up to Trump maybe for a time. If he's going to be in there 4 years, but they've dumped Trump now, and they've dumped Tucker. They do control Fox News, the Democrats. This is from Sundance. Fox Nation was struggling prior to Tucker Carlson's long show broadcasts. The entire Fox Corporation digital streaming service, Fox Nation, was anchored around the Tucker Carlson Today digital streaming service. Fox News has just torpedoed their anchor, shot their lead dog, destroyed the digital brand. That gives you some scale and scope of how the elements viewed the threat of influence that Tucker Carlson had become. See, that's what they were concerned about. Even if he was making them hundreds of millions, they were concerned about Tucker's influence. It says Fox and Murdoch's stenographers at the Wall Street Journal will try to frame the Carlson firing as something of a palate cleansing, claims of adversarial viewpoints, controversial views, and conflicts with other Fox loyalists on the inside will be used to frame the narrative. However, all of those false frameworks are just that, false. The source of the issue that led to the firing was 100% ideological. That's what led to this firing. It's an ideological divide, a massive ideological divide. And in this case, the money doesn't matter. the ratings, that doesn't matter either. It's the same spirit of Antiochus that goes after Trump. Just destroy him. Destroy his influence. Use whatever means necessary. Get it out. It's not enough to beat him at a ballot box. We've got to squash the message. We've got to blot out the message. It says here, during Tucker's red pill absorption phase, he changed views on a variety of subjects, from the FBI to the fourth branch of government to vaccination and COVID-19, to his views on Donald Trump as a disruption to an increasingly admitted corrupt political machine. He saw all this. And you know, to Tucker's credit, he does change his views, and he will apologize for the way he viewed things years earlier. You don't see that very often. You see Brian Stelter getting up saying, "I don't even know why I was fired. I was doing great. We had great ratings." They're incapable of any kind of repentance. They're incapable of any kind of even admitting you made a mistake. They say they do. Jake Tapper certainly says that he admits his mistakes. But he goes right on, spewing the same lies over and over and over again. Sundance says, context in the Tucker worldview expanded, and he began to frame the conflict in a big picture of good versus evil. You saw that from the Heritage Foundation clips I played for you yesterday. Tucker says, you know, it's not a political war between Democrat and Republican. Far from it. This is good versus evil. He's there telling the Heritage people, look, these policy papers that you're putting out to kind of argue the conservative, liberal ideology, which one is better? It's so far gone, the system. I mean, look at what we're going up against. Parents who are outraged because the leaders want children to be able to mutilate themselves. Tucker says no kind of policy paper is going to confront that sort of evil. Or people that just think, hey, we should practice abortions as a way to stimulate the economy. How do you reason with those kinds of people? You've heard us say that on this show many times. And that's basically what Tucker was saying at Heritage the Friday before he was fired. You can't frame it as good versus evil. You've got to try to have a meeting of the minds. You've got to try to compromise with the other side. If the dear leader is talking about polarization in Australia, let's sit down with him and try to figure out a way that we can make him happy. Well, one way he would tell you, supposing you had this conversation, fire Tucker Carlson, and that's a good starting place. That's what AOC says. That's what Chuck Schumer said. We have an obligation to tell Rupert what he should do. And Rupert did it. The Democrats control Fox News. Sorry, Jesse. That's just the reality. It says, unfortunately for Carlson, this view, by the way, Jesse wasn't in his chair last night. He had a sub in. So you've got Harris Faulkner. She says a few seconds. Kilmeade, a few seconds. Hannity says it only because it came up. And then he quickly moves on to Don Lemon. That's it? You think any of those Fox voices are going to rise in defense of Tucker? It's not going to happen. Good versus evil. It says, unfortunately for Carlson, this view was from inside a multinational corporate system spreading the darkness. He had to be removed. It's all part of the same machine that's spreading darkness, that's spreading lies. How could anyone look at what Tucker exposed in early March, that footage of Chansley being escorted by Capitol Police into the Senate chamber? How could anyone look at that and say, Tucker is spreading lies and needs to be removed? It's demonic in its reasoning. It's totally out of 1984. It's the state telling you that what you see with your own eyes is not true. It's not happening. It never happened. So put a lid on the 40,000 hours of footage. What's going to happen to that footage, Kevin McCarthy? Joy Reid was right, at least, in that Tucker was such a powerful voice just a little over a month ago that McCarthy entrusted him with all 40,000 hours. What's going to happen to that now? Tucker's gone. At least he's gone from Fox. And now we'll see what kind of a non-disclosure agreement he reaches. And more important than that, we'll see soon about when he'll return as a commentator. You have to think again. You keep the no helper verse in the back of your mind. So that certainly could indicate that Tucker will go away for a time. But the other side to this, and you have seen it in Elon Musk taking over Twitter, in so many of these attacks, these demonic attacks coming from the communist left, over the past year or so, I mean, and sometimes it's been only after a few weeks, it's been a spectacular fail. It's backfired. Listen to what Tucker had to say at the Heritage Foundation event on Friday, clip six.
I would say two things that are, I think, we're thinking about. The first is you look around and you see so many people break under the strain, under the downward pressure of whatever this is that we're going through. And you look with disdain and sadness as you see people you know become quislings, you see them revealed as cowards, you see them going along with a new thing, which is clearly a poisonous thing, a silly thing, you know, saying things you know they don't believe because they want to keep their jobs. And you're so disappointed in people. You know, you are, and you realize that the herd instinct is maybe the strongest instinct. I mean, it may be stronger than the hunger and sex instincts, actually. And it takes over, unfortunately, in moments like this, and it's harnessed, in fact, by bad people in moments like this to produce uniformity. And you see people going along with this, and you lose respect for them. And that's certainly happened to me at scale over the past 3 years. I'm not mad at people. I'm just sad. I'm disappointed. How could you go along with this? You know it's not true, but you're saying it anyway?
Good for him. Again, you could have seen this coming. It's still a shock when it happens, but you could have seen this coming just because he was becoming more and more an outspoken voice for reason, for truth. He didn't get everything right. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but he did expose a lot of evil. He stood up to the Uniparty. He stood up to the system. He stood up to the deep state, the swamp. Listen to what he had to say about truth as opposed to lies, clip seven.
Once you say one true thing and stick with it, all kinds of other true things occur to you. The truth is contagious. Lying is, but the truth is as well. And the second you decide to tell the truth about something, you are filled with this, I don't want to get supernatural on you, but you are filled with this power from somewhere else. Try it. Tell the truth about something. You feel it every day. The more you tell the truth, the stronger you become. That's completely real. It's measurable in the way that you feel. And, of course, the opposite is also true. The more you lie, the weaker and more terrified you become. We all know that feeling. You lie about something, and all of a sudden you're a prisoner of that lie. You are diminished by it. You are weak and afraid.
Sounds like a number of the segments you've heard on this show over the years. We've had so many on this subject of fighting for truth. Think of the verses in Daniel 8 about casting the truth to the ground. Satan has deceived the whole world, Revelation 12 and verse 9. And God says, stand fast, hold on to the truth. He says, proclaim the truth, declare the truth. Who's going to declare it? It says in Isaiah 53, there's not that many that have the courage to do it. But he's been willing to tell the truth as he understands it and knows it with respect to America, its history and the future and this ideological divide. He's told the truth and now he's been blotted out. We'll see how that this backfires, if in fact it does. I suspect that it will in some way. Unless he, you know, again, maybe he caves in and takes the money and runs. But if he stands up for the truth and he reappears in some other form or fashion with a platform that's completely independent, I think it was Glenn Greenwald who said yesterday, Tucker Carlson is bigger than Fox News. He said Fox News needs Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson doesn't need Fox News to get his message out. You can see the increase in popularity with social media, with platforms like Rumble, now that Twitter has been going through its transformation back to a fair talking space. You know, the town square, as Elon Musk sees it. There are other options out there. I mean, there's other options on cable news, I suppose, too, if you consider Newsmax or other... I saw one story yesterday where a commentator said CNN would be foolish not to go give Tucker a massive contract. If CNN really wanted some ratings, they won't do this, again, because it's an ideological war that we're seeing. We'll see how it unfolds. But what he says there about truth, the more you tell the truth, the stronger you become, the stronger you get. It is contagious. It is contagious. I mean, the lies are certainly contagious too. And there's a lot more people on this earth that are quite happy to hide behind lies and deceit. But God's people have to be different for sure. I think we have enough time with the last few minutes we have here to play our News of the Work segment for this week. If there's time for me right after that, I'll come back. If not, we'll just close up shop this way.
The Philadelphia Trumpet is a high-quality magazine that accurately forecasts and explains major global events and trends in the light of Bible prophecy. The Trumpet's heritage traces back to the Plain Truth magazine, which the late Herbert W. Armstrong established in 1934. For more than five decades, The Plain Truth delivered insightful forecasts based on revealed Bible prophecy. Since 1990, The Trumpet has continued that legacy. Each month, after over 3,000 hours of labor, the Philadelphia Church of God mails out more than 200,000 Trumpet magazines in four languages to readers around the globe. From start to finish, the Trumpet magazine passes through the hands of about 30 writers, editors, artists, designers, proofreaders, and fact-checkers. At the beginning of the process, Trumpet writers and editors meet in the conference room of the Hall of Administration, the church's main staff building, to discuss the upcoming magazine. Trumpet staff members in England, Canada, and sometimes Jerusalem connect with the meeting via video conference. Managing editor Joel Hilliker leads the discussion and assigns articles. Over the following weeks, many important tasks are completed. Fact-checkers and designers prepare the infographic. Writers finish drafts of their articles. Artists work on illustrations and cover art. Editors perform the first round of editing, proofreading, and fact-checking. During the final week, the table of contents, infographic, World Watch, and advertisements are set, and draft 2 is sent to editors and fact-checkers. Trumpet staff members review the draft of the edition. Mr. Hilliker then confers with Editor-in-Chief Gerald Flurry about any changes that need to be made to the issue. Once final proofreading and edits are completed, the magazine undergoes a series of checks to ensure it will print correctly, a process known as prepress. The finalized magazine file is sent to an Ohio-based printing company. The company provides an online soft proof of the magazine, which shows what the magazine will look like when it is printed. Once the magazine is approved, printing begins. Over the next few days, the printing company prints and mails copies of the newest Trumpet magazine to subscribers. The labor-intensive process of producing the Trumpet ensures that subscribers receive a superb news magazine, allowing them to stay current with the most important world news relating to Bible prophecy. To learn more about the Trumpet magazine or to request a free subscription, please visit thetrumpet.com.
There you go, a nice little bookend to add to that that clip from Tucker Carlson, the segment being about the magazine produced by God's church, starting with the Plain Truth and then the Trumpet, the trumpet of alarm, telling the truth to this dying world. Make sure you subscribe to the Trumpet magazine if you want tomorrow's news today. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show, and we'll see you again tomorrow.